I'm going to ask a special request. They didn't know it, but I'm going to have praise team to come back up and my senior group. Yeah, that's right, Renee. I'm good for impromptus, too. She do me like this all the time. So come on up here. Come on, come on. And I want you to join us. I want you to sing Holy Ground. You know I love that song. That's my song. Good, good. Go ahead and do that. Yeah, that's good. Come down here with us. Come on down. Yeah, you got it. Come on. I want you to stand with us. All right. Okay. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Thank you. Glory to God. Bless the Lamb of Jesus. Oh, he's so good. He's so wonderful. He's so awesome. And if you could just taste and see all that he wants to do, all that he can do, and all that he will do. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'll tell you one thing. I'm just so full this morning. I mean, I'm at overflow. Now, have you ever been at overflow with God? Woo! You just can't get enough of him. You know, he said, taste and see, but I want the whole cake. I don't want a piece of it. Give me everything you got for me today, God. I want it all. I want it all. Will we stand while I pray? Can everybody please stand? Father, we do come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the anointing on my life. Now speak through these lips of clay with a spirit of excellence, accuracy, and boldness, that the word will go forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside forces. Let me die to myself so that you can be glorified. Father, we pray for signs, miracles, and wonders to be performed in this service today. You may be seated. Amen. I just thank you right now. God has been so good. And I want to thank you, Pastor Tony, for praying for me for those threefold. I think I got six. I got a double dose. But I thank you. I just want to thank you. I'm also supposed to do something else. You talked about dreams one time in your service. And I had a dream. And Devontae, can you hand that baby over? Because I need you to come up. He gave me something for Devontae. And I said, Devontae? I said, all right, I received that. See, because when God tell you to do something, no matter how foolish, how crazy it may look, you do it. Because I don't want to have to answer to him later. Father, we just thank you for this man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has a calling on his life, Lord God, but it's evangelism.
Thank you, Lord.
I see him going out among the people, Lord God, and them just turning their heads and saying, who was that? That the power will begin to heal supernaturally just by you walking past them. Your shadow has power.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just saw people being healed through you. Physically, emotionally, and guess what? Financially.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? And you saying, how can that be? But I'm going to tell you one thing. He's done great and mighty things in my life. And I know he can do the same for you because he's the same great God.
Hallelujah.
That I serve.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Pastor Linda. Oh, he's been in my dreams about you, too. Would you please come on up? See, you got me when you prayed for me and kept me up all night. Now he keeping me up all night talking to me about you. Glory to God. Bless the Lamb of Jesus. See these hands? I want you to open your hands because as you open your hands, God is filling it financially. I see the money piling up like this for you, for all the things that you've done, seen and unseen. You do a lot in the background. Things you don't tell people, things they would never know, things you would never tell them, but God knows them all, every one of them he knows, and count it all as a blessing. And when you get it, the thing about it is he can trust you with it because he know you're going to do the right thing. You're going to say, Daddy, can I have that? I know. I know. He showed me that. He said, she said, Daddy, can I have it? Isn't that a wonderful relationship to have with God that you can call him your daddy? And he is our father. And I want you to know you're not wearing that green by chance. I saw you in this dress and the color was green. But it's your financial blessings taking you over and over again. Bless you, Lord. He's knitted us together. We're going to talk. We're going to have conversation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this woman of God. Great woman of God. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome woman of God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Loretta. Yeah, no, 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 no. Yeah, la, 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 la. I haven't even gotten to my sermon. I don't know what he's doing today. I'm just going with the flow. Yeah, na, 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 na. Sa, da, 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 Sieranana yokora mama mana sata iaraba la 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 sata rodoko sokoko rebeke rananana iaraba ba 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 sata rata sata ta 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 iaraba la 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 yokora mama mana na 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 na. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Put on your traveling shoes. You're getting ready to travel. God has great work for you. But it's not all here in your neighborhood, in your environment. He wants you to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Because you have much to tell them. You have a great story. Your story is great. I call her Lazarus. Every time I call her up, I say, Lazarus, come forth. I guess she said, Loretta, what? She didn't call me. But I know he has something great. Yes, and Lord. Also, don't worry about money. It's taken care of. Whatever it is, it's taken care of. Okay? Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Give your baby back to him. Give that baby back to him. He wouldn't bless the husband and not bless the wife. He wouldn't do that. That's not how God operates. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I guess I'll get to the sermon sometime today. It's okay. It's all right. He got you in his hand, okay? Everything that you think is a weight, it's not, sweetie. It's not a weight. He's going to lighten that load and that burden. It's going to be light. It's going to be light. God is ready to use you. That's why the trials and the tests come so hard. You wonder why. But that's exactly why they hit you the way that they do. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you right now, and you can take this to the bank. When it happens like that, he's making you strong. He said, let the weak say that they are strong. And you are strong in the Lord and in the spirit of his might. And then, guess what? The two of you put the devil on the run. You got backup. You got backup. See, I'm out here and I ain't got backup. I got to have backup. But you got backup. And then guess what? Pastor Tony gonna send the sniper angels. And the sniper angels will take care of it. All right? Be blessed. Money is not a problem. Money is not a problem. I don't want you to look at it as if it is, because it's not. God will provide for you over and over and over and over again. You'll never be in lack. You're going to be in abundance. Just come back and tell me when it comes. I just want to know when it docks, when that ship docks. I just want to know that what I heard was true. Be blessed. I love you. Give me a hug. I love you. I love you. God is good. God is good. Let me see now. I done picked on enough people over there. Let me come over here. Let me see what I can do. See what I see. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, sis. Come on. Yeah, na, 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 na. Sato, ra, ba, 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 sata, ra, 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 ra. Thank you. Glory to God. Bless the Lamb of Jesus. You know I love you, right? Okay. You're going to school. You're going to be an entrepreneur. You're going to have your own business. And it's going to blow up. So every dime that you're putting aside for your school, it's going to be worth it. Just run that race and don't get tired, okay? Press on, open your mind, open your heart. Receive everything that God has for you. And it's a lot, okay? It's a lot, okay? All right, be blessed. I love you. Do my Miss Bernice. Come on, Miss Bernice. Come on up here, Miss Bernice. Oh, yeah, he got blessings for you, too. He got them. He got them. He got them. Today is your day, Miss Bernice. Today is your day. You've been waiting a long time for your day. Well, guess what? It's here. It's here. I'm claiming healing for this physical body from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that that pain is leaving the body right now, right as I pray. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that I could ask for or hope. Let the healing begin. Let her receive her healing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Because you're getting sick and tired of being tired. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you saying that I'm sick of this. And that's when you can let go and let God. Just let him heal you. Just be released of it all. Say, I'm done with it. I'm through with it. I'm tired of it. Let not your heart be troubled. He got you. He got you. He got you in every area, every situation, every circumstances. You're not in lack. You're in abundance. Don't worry about those bills. They're piling up. I know I can see them. They're in a high stack, but don't you worry. He's going to cut them down one by one. One by one, you're being released financially. Every burden that you have had. And your daughter's coming in. I don't care where she goes. She can run, but she can't hide from God's arm. It's far enough to stretch right from this church to wherever she is and snatch her into reality. I know it because he did it for me. He had my daughter come knock on my door. Said, Mama, you all right? Wasn't talking to me. Was not talking to me. And came to the door. I opened the door. I said, who is that? And she says, me, Mama. It's me. So I know he can do it. I know, and I've been waiting for months for that. And he did it. So I only come to tell you, you're a soldier. You are a soldier. Remember to be armored up. Put everything on you need because you're going to war. Okay? You're going to war. But like I told her, the sniper angel, that sniper angel, one thing about him, he snatches them. He don't do it easy. He snatch them up. And that's what he's going to have to do to her. He's going to have to snatch her. But don't think he won't, because he will. And he's doing it through your prayers. Because there's nothing like a praying mama. There's nothing like a praying mama. He will do it. Be blessed. Be blessed. Yeah, na na na. Sa na 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 na. Do 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 do. Yoko la 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 la. Di da di yoko ra ma 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 na. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. You've been heavy and burdened about your nephew. And why did he do what he did? But I'm gonna tell you what. You got others that you need to speak to. There are others here on this side that you need to minister to before it gets to that. So you can stop it through your prayers. Pray and not cease. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Glory to God. Bless the Lamb. Bless the Lamb. Bless the Lamb of Jesus. Bless the Lamb of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, that I was obedient and I did what you told me to do. And I did it fearlessly because this thing saying a spirit of excellence, accuracy, and boldness. I need my boldness back. I had let it go, but I'm going to snatch it back. All right. Yes, we do have a choice in life. What would Jesus do in every situation, in every circumstance? The devil just won't win. Didn't say that he wouldn't try it. He wouldn't mount up. He wouldn't try to get busy and do something to you. But I want you to know you have the power within you to turn that situation around. Amen. Because the greater one is inside of you than he that is in the world. And there is no weapon that can form against you that will prosper. Not one. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy you. I came that they may have life and have life more abundantly. Look at it. The thief comes to steal your health. He don't want you well. He came to rob your finances. And then if you don't have no money, you might as well say you're destroyed. Not to worry, the devil just won't win. He's not going to win. I don't care what he do. I don't care what he do. Let the healing begin. That's the title of my sermon today. Let the healing begin. We're going to go to the pool of Bethesda. I believe, Pastor Tony, you spoke on that one time. The pool of Bethesda. And we know how that story goes, but I like to dig for facts. That's what I do. I like to dig in there. You know, sit down, read that thing a couple of times, and see what God says about the pool of Bethesda. John 5:1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. You know what I'm sure that Jesus did? He probably stopped by to see his grandmother, Anna, because she was living in Jerusalem at the time. You know, young people like to say, hey, what's going on? Most of the time they want to come in and want to know what you got in the fridge. So Jesus stopped by to see his grandmother, Anna. At this time, it was a fall festival. It was near Thanksgiving, commonly called the Feast of the Tabernacle. Passover, the past, Pentecost, the present, and the tabernacle was the future. This was the seventh day of the feast. Also, as they came to Jerusalem, they would stay in what you call a sukkot. And what would a sukkot be? That's a Hebrew word. It means temporary dwelling. It's somewhere they stayed, almost like a tent. So what I want to say is they probably camped out on the outside of Jerusalem, waiting to go in to this festival that was going on during the Thanksgiving season. John 5:2. Now there is in Jerusalem by a sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches and five ways to enter this pool. Bethesda in Aramaic means house of mercy or grace. You know I'm going to go to that number five because it stood out to me. The number five symbolizes God's grace, goodness, favor towards mankind. Five, the number of grace and a symbol of forgiveness. John 5:3. In this laid a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the water to stir. Let's talk about the water. The washing with the water held a considerable place in the Jewish temple ceremony. The Levite priests would wash in the water. Their first writ of consecration, Moses and Aaron and his sons, they would bathe. And this would be a symbol of purification. So they used this washing in this pool for purification. The priests used to use this pool, by the way. They used to go in, and the pool was kind of covered. It had a covering on each. That's why I said it had a porch. So, all right, John 4. And the angels went down and troubled the water. They were stirring the water up, those angels. I tell you, those angels, they're powerful. I love to talk about angels. I just believe they're standing right here. They're saying, go, 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 tell them more, tell them more. I love angels. I'm going to tell you, they just make my day. John 5:5, it says, now a certain man who was ill with an infirmity for 38 years. Okay, this man had an infirmity for 38 years, and we were concerned about the woman who had the issue of blood, but she only went 12 years. So he went, what, 26 years longer? He endured. Sometimes our race is not won by the swift, but it's the one that hangs in there. Don't give up. Don't back up. Come forward. Come forward. Don't back up. Because God has something in store for you. I believe this man was paralyzed, unable to walk. If so, he would have been able to get himself in the water. Doesn't that make sense? Why would you lay right here at the door and not get in? So the infirmity would have to be dealing with your legs. And to me, that meant that man was paralyzed. Because he had been laying there how long? 38 years. John 5:6. When Jesus saw him laying there, and he knew that he had already been there for a certain amount of time, a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be well? Jesus knows how long you have been in your infirmity. He knows. Because he knew the day that it happened. And sometimes he wants us to practice our patience. Can we wait on him? Or do we want it like the microwave? You put the food in, you give yourself 5 minutes, and you come back to it. Oh, it's done. But that's not how he works. He wants us to wait on him. Wait. He also knows how long you have been going through your situation and circumstance. Amen. What kind of healing do you need? Is it physical, emotional, or financial? Now I ask the same question. Do you want to be made whole? Amen. Do you really want your healing and reach out and grab it? Bring it down. It's there. It's there. Of course you do. You want to be made whole. Amen. Some of us have been going through the same sickness for years, over and over again. And trust me, I know your pain. The young people said, you feel me? Yeah, I feel it. I know what pain feels like. When I was injured on my job, I experienced extreme pain. It seemed like nothing would help me. Here are some of the trials and tribulations I went through. I never said anything to anybody because I'm like Miss Bernice. I'm a soldier. See, soldiers don't go around when they get sliced with a wound. Oh, I hurt myself. Can I have a Band-Aid? They don't do that. No, no, no. They go ahead, put the Band-Aid on, wrap it up, and keep on going. Okay, it says, will I be able to return to work? That was one of my questions to myself. Would I be able to return to work with the pain that I was feeling? And the bills, they were piling up. I had a stack on my table. I would go through it and decide, pay this one, don't pay that one, pay this one, Maybe I got enough to put a little bit on the other one. You know how you shift them around. But it gets done. It gets done. Then I went to the physical therapy. And I mean, to me, to have me to lift my leg up, I wanted to cry. It was so much extreme pain going through my back. I was like, lady, you want me to do what? I can't do that. I can't do that. And it seemed that it wasn't really helping me. So how long would I have to take this medication? That's another thing, that medicine. Medicine sometimes makes you loopy. You know, you can't think clear. You're sleeping all day. You be like, what time is it? I've been in the bed all day. And you don't want that kind of restriction. You don't want that. You want to be able to be up, move around, clean your house. That'd be good. But I wasn't doing anything. I get up, eat something, and hobble back to bed. Because that's what I thought I was supposed to do. Went to the orthopedic surgeon, and more bad news. Because see, when bad news come, it looked like it come and come and come and come. The orthopedic surgeon told me that I had to have a metal rod put in my back. Now, anybody that knows about that, that's going downhill. I wasn't trying to go downhill. I'm trying to come up. So I told him, let me go home. Think about that. But you know I won't go think about it. I was going to pray about it. I said, God, you're going to have to fix this because I can't do it. Depression. Depression set in. You know, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you can't pay your bills. Then you say, oh, woe is me. You go around, go from one chair to the other. Let me sit here and think for a little while. Okay, that chair isn't a good thinking chair. Let me go over here and think. But see, it's never about you. It's all about him. This is when I had to tell the devil, back up off me. Get off of me. You have to shake him off. Sometimes you got to talk to him. You got to say, this far and no more. Right, Renee? This far and no more. I've had enough. And then you say, I pray. I prayed and I fast. And as I was in my fast, he began to talk to me. Jesus began to talk to me. I could hear him just as clear as a bell. If I don't eat and I push that plate away, I'm telling you, he'll tell you some good stuff. Probably tell you don't eat what's on the plate. If you listen to him. Because it's probably dangerous for the body. Okay. And then after prayer, Jesus will do it. He will do it. Sometimes God wants you to just let go and let God. Let him fix it. He will take care of his children. I started going to the water. Consecration and purification. We said that's what water did. Remember, the Levitican priest went to the water. They said, okay, I'm going to go here and get consecrated and get purified. I went to the water, but I went to water aerobics because it was low impact on my body. I didn't have to worry about lifting my knees or my back hurting. Man, when I got in that water, I felt light as a feather. I could do anything. I was invincible. I could even run. I can't run on land. I said, oh, my goodness, this is all right. I can do this. And it said, no longer after that, I began to feel better. My depression left also. When you get in water, get to laughing and talking with people and looking at them and seeing what they doing. What they doing? What they doing over there? And I saw this lady come in with a cane. She ain't using it no more. I saw one lady come in with a walker. She was walking like this coming in there. Couldn't put one foot in the other. Got in the water and the lady was jumping around. I said, what's she doing? But you know, when you get in the water, the impact is less on the body. And you don't want that impact. Also, the pool was heated, and I stood by the jets. They had some jets on the side of the pool. I just stood there, and they said, Tammy, what are you doing standing here? Why are you standing there? I said, I'm getting the heat from the jets on my back, and it feels good. So they never, at physical therapy, they didn't tell me go sit in the whirlpool. But God did. See, that's why I tell you, you got to listen to him. You can't listen to man. You got to hear directly from the Father. So every morning, I would get up and go to the Pool of Bethesda to get my healing. To most of the people, this would seem foolish. But you know, the foolish things confound the wise people. When they sitting back looking at you saying, now you opted to go to water aerobics and they're paying for physical therapy. But you know what? I went back to the doctor. I said, doctor, give me a slip that says I can do aqua aerobics. Huh, that settled both of them. Then I was getting my therapy. He said, how often are you going? Every day. He said, you don't feel any pain? Minimal. I'm not going to tell you it stopped all of a sudden. But you have to be patient. Again, you got to wait on God. Amen. It's not a microwave world. The answers don't come overnight. You got to wait. Now just be patient and wait on him. To most people, this would seem foolish. It was the foolish things that confound the wise. 1 Corinthians 1:27. Some people would say to me, why are you working at that ungodly place with that ungodly music? And they play the oldies music. And I said to them, this is my job. But the thing about it is that where do you go that all the people are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost? Where you go? Where do you be working? Because I don't think there's any place on this earth that you can go that people doing everything right. Walking that straight line. It's not possible. Come on now. Come on. He told me to get bold with it today, so I got to go there. I got to go. I have to go. I have to do what the Father tells me to do. No, the music is the oldies music. It's from the 60s. But I'll tell you, the music today is more dangerous than that. It's more dangerous than that. But I'm there for many reasons. Not to conform to the world, but to transform the world. To help transform the people that come through there. When I go to work, I have the opportunity to pray before anybody gets in the water. I get up in the chair and boy, I be a hickamashine. Oh, let me sit right here in this chair. They said, what you doing? I said, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just sitting here waiting for the people to come in, waiting for the angels to trouble the water. But that's what I do. Every morning when I get there, I get in a chair. And what does that do? It changes the whole atmosphere. It changes the tone of people. When they used to come in and they used to pass by me, they walk on past me like I wasn't there. You can't see me? I'm here. And I would be sitting in the chair, and they wouldn't say anything. I said, God, what's the matter with them? He said, you do it first. You speak. Amen. You speak. When people don't speak to you, you say, hi, how you doing? Say it loud. You know, in case they say, oh, we ain't hear you. Because they'll say that, oh, I ain't hear you. And they walk on past you. But no, they heard you. And I would speak loudly. And I'd say, good morning, everybody, don't I? When I come in, when they come in, I start waving from the chair. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, welcome to water aerobics. Come on in here. And then I had a lady who would come faithfully. And it wasn't you, Beanie. It was another lady. This lady would come up to my chair every day. What's the word? What's the word for the day? I said, I don't know. What's the word? What word? What you talking about? She said, you know what I'm talking about. And I said, oh, God, you showed her who I was. And so every morning we get an opportunity to pray with each other. She comes and she said, oh, I'm going to use that for a T-shirt, everything. I said, did you write this stuff down? We be saying, no, but that's okay because I'll be back tomorrow. And she comes every day and we just pray and have a wonderful time in the Lord. And I'm so glad that God chose that place for me to be. And I want you to know something. I want you to know that due to prayer, the pool will become a place of divine healing, restoration for everyone that enters that water. It is the great commission that I am filling. It is my purpose. It's why I'm there. And I am able to be about my Father's business. Now I ask you, what's your platform? Where do you minister from? Because every day you're given an opportunity. You are given that opportunity. Now, are you taking it? Or are you letting it pass you by? You have an opportunity to minister. Because the Great Commission says that we're supposed to go out. We're supposed to go out. We get fed. Oh, man, our stomachs are so full here. But what do you do with it when you go home? Do you do like everybody else, eat and lay down? Or do you tell somebody about Jesus? We really need to get on board with that. Because he expects us to do that. I just want to let you know, God will answer every prayer you have. My pain is gone. My depression is gone. My pills are gone. My financial situation is gone. God is good all the time. Did I see this coming? Mm-mm. I went in there merely to do the water aerobics. I didn't know that me swimming in front of the man, he said, hey, you can become a lifeguard. And I was like, really? Sir, I'm 62. Those guys are 15. They swim a lot faster than me. He said, no, but see, again, I tell you, it's not the swift that wins the race. It's the one that endured. And when they get out there, boy, when they say go, they go like jets going. And here I am. I'm the turtle. I said, that's all right. I'll get there. And I'm swimming, but I'm pacing myself. Anybody that's a long-distance swimmer knows you have to pace yourself. You can't fly down there and come back and fly again. And by the time he get to here, he going, oh. I said, what's the matter? Tired? I said, don't worry about it. I'll get there. And I'm telling you, it paid off. Even though I had not a clue, I did not know that this was going to go this way, I retired. Retired from nursing because I couldn't return and lift people. But I said, but God, what else can I do? And I went there for my healing, and God blessed me with so much more. So much more. He brought a whole nother family. I got a pool family. When I go in there, they say, well, what'd you do the weekend? Oh, we know. Yep, I was at church. And I like it. So, but I just want you to use your platform, wherever you are. Use it. Use it for God's glory. Do what he tells you to do. And now I'm able to come against depression. I'm able to come against the pain in my body. I can witness to people every day, and I pray everyone who gets in that water will receive their healing. Yes, for me, the pool is a place of healing. I enjoy seeing my prayers and the manifestations of my prayers come to pass. I love it. I'm going to tell you, I just love it. John 5:8. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Take it up, pick it up. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? Do you know just merely ministering to somebody help heal my physical body? Just doing what God told me to do. Are you listening to him? When he talked to you, are you saying, maybe that won't him. Well, you know, if it's something right, it was him. If it was something wrong, no. Don't listen to it. I'm going to tell you, it gets you in big trouble. I gave you a piece of paper. On that paper it says, by his stripes we are healed. It's a scripture that refers to suffering and the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins. It is found in Isaiah 53:4-5, which was prophesied about the Messiah who would be pierced, crushed, punctured for our transgressions and iniquities. It is also a quote in 1 Peter 2:24, which applies to the prophecy of Jesus, who bore our sins in his own body on that tree and caused us to live for righteousness' sake. This carries a significant meaning for Christians, encompassing the physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. It demonstrates God's redemptive love through Jesus' suffering of hope, comfort, and restoration to the believer. So I say to you, open your heart, open your mind, believe in Jesus, have faith that he can and will heal your body, and he will answer your prayers. So now let the healing begin. If there is anyone that would like to come up that I didn't happen to call, you can come up. I will pray with you. And it doesn't have to be physical. It could be emotional. It could be some things that you're just going through. But you notice I said going through, because if you think of it like that, I'm going through it, but I'm going to get through it. And see, even when I would come on Sundays, you never knew I was going through that. Only person knew was him, because he had to kick the cane away. I needed that. But he was right. And what he did was he made me step out on my faith. Amen. He said, you don't need that. Lean on Jesus. And I received it. I received it. I never brought that cane back in here. I said, he ain't going to kick it away from me again. But I'm going to tell you, God is so good, and he does so much for us, seen and unseen. And he brings people in your life for a reason. They're not just there by chance. And he loves you so much. He really, really loves you. If you could see, if you turn on that picture, and you can see all these stripes that he bore for you. 39 stripes. That's a lot. I probably could take one and say, okay, that's enough. I'm good. But he did that for us. He died on this very cross. That crown of thorns laid on his head, and they pressed it down. They didn't just sit it there on the top. They pierced his head. Then they pierced his hands. And he did that for us. And if you notice, there are different disorders on each side. Maybe you can take this paper home and circle the one that fits you. And then lay your hand on it and say, no more, this far and no more. This far and no more. And if it's not on there, put it on there. And then lay your hands on it. Because you have the same power that I have. You pray, then you have the power. If you pray. Is there anyone here that would like to join the church today? It is open now. If there's anyone that feels that they want to give their life to Christ and turn over a new leaf today, you can. We'll accept you. God Miracles Church loves you. One thing I can say. Is there anyone here for prayer today? Like I said, it doesn't have to be physical. It can be emotional. It can be financial. If not, then we'd like to go to the offering.